morning. Sorry to disappoint if you were looking forward to Mark Miles. You get the younger version of him with better hair. Keep him and my loving husband in your prayers as they hang out and worship Jesus on the golf course over the next 4 days while me and Michelle hold down the fort with the kids. All right, our reading today comes from Psalm chapter 24, verses 1 through 5. You can also find it in your pew Bible on page 491 or on the beautiful screen behind me. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it, for he has founded it on the seas and established it on the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their souls to what is false, and do not swear deceitfully, they will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation. Dear Lord, please give us understanding of this, your holy word, and maybe walk away from today's sermon understanding how to make this world a better place. Amen.
Since last Saturday, my wife Linda has been in Los Angeles. The reason she has been in Los Angeles is she's been taking care of our two-year-old granddaughter Ford. And the reason she's been taking care of our two-year-old granddaughter Ford is that Ford's parents, our son Mark and his wife Stacy, have been in Spain attending meetings connected with Mark's work. Now, Mark and Stacy return to Los Angeles tomorrow, and Linda returns to Maryland on Tuesday. It's been a big responsibility for Linda to take care of Ford these last 8 days. Our daughter Amy flew out to Los Angeles from New Mexico on Friday to give Linda some support this weekend. But for most of the past week, especially at night, Linda has been on her own. She's done well with her stewardship of Ford, but I know she'll be glad when the parents come back and she can turn the baby back over to them. Well, the dictionary provides several definitions of a steward. First, a steward is a person who looks after passengers on a ship, aircraft, or train and brings them food. Well, it used to be you could get food on an aircraft, not so much anymore. Synonyms are flight attendant, cabin attendant, stewardess, purser. Second definition, an official appointed to supervise arrangements or keep order at a large public event, for example, a sporting event. Synonyms, official, marshal, organizer. Third definition of a steward, a person employed to manage another's property, especially a large house or estate. Synonyms, manager, agent, overseer, custodian, caretaker. I suppose Linda has fulfilled many of those roles this past week as she has taken care of Ford. She's been an attendant, a hostess, an official, a marshal, an organizer, a manager, an agent, an overseer, a custodian, and a caretaker. When you're in charge of an active two-year-old for 8 days, you fill a lot of roles. Well, my definition of a steward is simply someone who takes care of something that belongs to somebody else. And that's what Linda's been doing. She's been taking care of something or someone that belongs to somebody else. And when you think about it, in a sense, we are all stewards. We are all stewards because ultimately, nothing belongs to us. Ultimately, everything belongs to God. Our scripture says, the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it. And we are caretakers, overseers, custodians, stewards of what ultimately belongs to God. Take the earth itself, for example. It doesn't belong to us. We are caretakers of the earth. And lately, it seems like we haven't done a very good job of that. Almost everyone agrees that the earth is getting warmer. The seas are getting warmer. The recent run of historic hurricanes in Texas and Florida and Puerto Rico and the Caribbean are reminding us of the impact of climate change. Despite a preponderance of scientific evidence, there are still some doubters that humans have played a significant role in climate change. The head of the EPA, for example, is a climate change doubter. He says that the aftermath of storms is not the time to talk about their cause. Well, the mayor of Miami disagrees. The mayor of Miami told the Miami Herald, "This is the time to talk about climate change. This is truly, truly poster child for what is to come." I agree with the mayor of Miami. This is the time to talk about climate change. We need to be asking, what can we do to lessen our impact upon the climate? The earth belongs to God, but we are caretakers of the earth. God has put us in charge. Genesis tells us that after God created humankind, he said, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it." He said, "Have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the living creatures that crawl upon the earth." God has given us dominion over the world, and God expects us to take care of what he has entrusted to us. So taking care of the earth means we need to consider what we can do to take better care of the natural resources all around us, to limit the effects of human activity on climate change, to limit pollution and other things we can do to take care of the earth. Now, taking care of the earth also means taking care of the people of the earth. Last Sunday night, a gunman on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino shot into a crowd of 22,000 people attending a music festival. At least 58 people were killed, over 500 people injured. It was the worst mass shooting in recent U.S. history. The shooter, after shooting himself, was found with at least 23 guns in his hotel rooms. And some of the weapons had been modified to be fully automatic, like a machine gun. Some of the weapons were modified to fire 9 bullets a second. That's 400 bullets a minute. Now, sadly, this was not the only mass shooting in recent U.S. history. In the last 5 years, there have been at least 15 mass killings where at least 6 or more people were killed. And I don't really need to remind you, because you remember. Here are some of the worst, according to the Associated Press. Last June, a gunman opened fire at an Orlando, Florida nightclub, killing 49 people. In December of 2015, 2 gunmen, a man and a woman, opened fire at a social services center in San Bernardino, California, killing 14 and wounding more than 20. In October of 2015, a shooting at Umpqua Community College in Oregon left 10 people dead and 7 wounded. In June of 2015, a gunman shot and killed 9 African-American church members during a Bible study at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. In May of 2014, a community college student killed 6 people and wounded 13 others at the University of California, Santa Barbara. In 2013, a mentally disturbed civilian contractor shot 12 people to death at the Washington Navy Yard before he was killed by police in a shootout. In December of 2012, in Newtown, Connecticut, an armed 20-year-old man entered Sandy Hook Elementary School and used a semi-automatic rifle to kill 26 people, including 20 first graders and 6 adult staff members. In July of 2012, a gunman fatally shot 12 people and injured 70 in an Aurora, Colorado movie theater. I know the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. But surely something can be done to keep military-grade guns out of the hands of terrorists and the mentally deranged and angry people bent on mayhem. Surely something can be done to limit weapons like assault rifles intended for war from falling into the hands of just ordinary people. We are the stewards of each other, and that means we are entrusted to take care of each other. After the horrific attack in Las Vegas, many good Samaritans, many ordinary citizens, helped those who were wounded or injured even before the first responders arrived. I know this is a complicated issue, but somehow we've got to break this cycle of mass shootings. It's like one or two or three every year. We cannot assume that this is normal. This is not normal. The rest of the world looks at us in horror that we would allow such carnage to continue to go on and on and on. Surely something can be done. So we are stewards of the earth, and we are stewards of each other, and we are stewards of the church. The church belongs to God, but God entrusts us to take care of His church. And we take care of the church by participating in worship and Bible study. We take care of the church through volunteering in the many ministries of the church. We take care of the church through our tithes and our offerings. Now, stewardship is more than money. Of course, it's broader than money, but it includes money. Without our gifts in the offering plate, the church could not stay in business and carry out its ministries. We're going to be hearing soon about the results of our summer mission project, and you are going to be astounded at the amount of money that was raised to support the Children of Mine Youth and Children's Center in Southeast Washington. We hope to have Wanda Lane from Children of Mine come, and we can present her a check for the amount that was raised through our summer mission project. And you know, the contributions are really in addition to the other giving that takes place on a weekly basis as we pass the offering plates and we give our tithes and our offerings. Today we begin yet another special ministry, our Thanksgiving offering for World Hunger. Hunger banks, as I said, are available today for you to take and to fill and to bring back on the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And all contributions to our hunger offering will go to Baptist World Aid, the Relief and Development Agency of the Baptist World Alliance. For weeks, we've been watching our televisions and our computer screens following the recovery efforts after the hurricanes and the earthquakes and the other natural disasters. And our hunger offering gifts will go through Baptist World Aid to meet needs in many of those places. Already, Baptist World Aid has funded efforts in Texas after Hurricane Harvey and Florida after Hurricane Irma. They're sending money to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria and to the Caribbean, as well as other places around the world, Mexico, for example. The relief is channeled through Christian groups who are already on the ground, already stationed, they're already working among the people. They know the terrain, they know the language, they know the people, and these local Christian groups, like Baptist groups, are receiving the gifts from Baptist World Aid and using them to meet the situations of greatest need in those places. Our hunger offering received the Sunday before Thanksgiving will go to places like Puerto Rico, the Caribbean, Africa, Asia, Mexico, wherever the great needs are, our gifts will go to help meet those needs. And what better way to express our thanks to God than to share of our abundance with those in greater need? Now, all of this is a part of our stewardship. All of this is a part of our taking care of the gospel work that God has entrusted to us. And it is our weekly tithes and offerings that make all these other mission projects possible. Well, Linda has spent the last 8 days in Los Angeles being a steward for our granddaughter, Ford. It's been a big responsibility. I know because she calls me every night to tell me what went on. But it has been extremely fulfilling. Linda has given a lot this week, but she's also received a lot in return. And that's how it is when we give ourselves to a purpose greater than ourselves. We receive even more than we give. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, and we are stewards of the earth. God has put us in charge. He has given us dominion over what is His. May we do our best to take care of the earth, to take care of the people of the earth, and to take care of God's church. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, we know that You have placed a lot in our care. You've called us to take care of the world around us. You've called us to take care of the people around us. And You've called us to take care of the church. And we take that calling seriously because we know that we are all stewards. And what we give and what we do is a part of our stewardship to You. Help us, our Father, to double our efforts to accept this calling, to accept our part in this larger purpose beyond ourselves, and help us to find a joy in serving You as we seek to serve those around us. We do it all because You gave the best gift, Your greatest gift, when You gave us Your Son. May we continue to follow Him in all that we say and do and give. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We're going to sing a closing hymn in just a moment, and we offer you the opportunity to respond. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, never followed Him as a believer in baptism, we would invite you to make that decision today. Or maybe you've been a Christian, but you're not a part of our church family. We invite you to join us as we serve God together in this place. The hymn is number 669, Long Ago You Taught Your People.